sold my soul to the bottle. Still none of my friends have left me yet. I'm the same man I was since the age of 13, and I've lived my life with no regrets. If you're looking for some freedom, all it takes is 10 drinks minimum. If you're looking for rhyme or reason, all it takes is 10 drinks minimum.
Oh man, we're live. Oh, is it still going to keep going? See, I don't, yeah.
Oh, I love it so much that you just loop it. Just loop it.
Yeah, just loop it, man. There we go.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, we're live. It is 10 Drink Minimum. I'm your host, Chris Burnett. And we're down in El Paso, and with me is Ming Chen.
What's up, everybody? Hello.
Man, it is the last day of El Paso Comic-Con.
Yeah, we're, well, remote podcasting.
We are.
You're in enemy territory.
We're down here in enemy territory. So we are at Skin Tuition Wax and Facial Spa and the BC Toys Collectibles.
Are you getting waxed?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Would you ever consider it? Do you have anything that could be waxed?
Oh, I don't know. I could consider myself a little metro. I don't know. So I don't know. I might.
Yeah, I'm pretty hairless. It's a kind of an Asian thing.
Okay. But,
I have no hair on my chest. Luckily I don't have any of that weird hair on my toes. That
I have weird toe hair.
And you know, the armpit hair, not that bad. Pretty well groomed. So
yeah, you don't have any armpit hair?
I have it, but not, you know, it's not.
So you're like 10.
I don't look like George of the Jungle, like Brendan Fraser.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I'm just over here sharing everything.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're here, though, if you need anything waxed.
We're just down here.
It was offered to us, too.
Oh, we're not live on Instagram yet. Let's get there.
No, you got to hit the...
Oh, I hit it. There we go. Now we're live on Instagram. Man. Now we're live on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down in El Paso. Said we weren't going to do a show this week, but why not? We're here.
Yeah, but so we're in Skin Tuition. Why are there all these toys?
I don't know. Yeah, there's toys behind us, right?
Yeah, well, that's because there's also an underground toy shop operating in here. It's like an opium den with toys.
Yeah, I see the General Lee behind me. I see Spawn.
Yeah, what's this toy store called? Let's give our friend Chris Spawn. McDonald, artist Chris McDonald, a plug. What's it called?
The BC Toys and Collectibles.
BC Toys and Collectibles.
Yeah.
Check them out. Guy has everything.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's getting us some beers right now. So
yeah, he's offered G.I. Joes to me.
Oh, really?
I want them, yeah.
Is that what happens? You just walk in, you get a facial, and you get some G.I. Joes?
Dude, is there anywhere else in the world where you can get...
Are those the Masters in the Universe WWE wrestlers?
Yes, it is. Chris, can we show these?
Can we touch them? Can I just randomly open them?
Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
You'll open them.
I got to pay for it? That's weird.
Yeah, what do we have here? Stephanie McMahon as Tila.
Oh, yeah. Correct? That's pretty cool, yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Seth Rollins as...
$15, really?
That's not
a good deal, man.
Yeah, look at this. Wow.
Nobody beats my price.
And now it's dinged up. This one's dinged up, guys. It'll be cheaper.
Well, it's Seth Rollins. He's not going to cry about that.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is cool, man. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought we were going to a toy shop.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, and then here we are at Skin Tuition of El Paso.
Oh, dude, look at this Texas. Bill and Ted.
Vintage piece, Bill and Ted.
Dinged up here. Watch, I'll ding it up for you guys so you can get it cheaper.
Is everything in here for sale, Chris?
Everything
in here for
sale. Yeah,
everything, cool. Everything has a price.
Everything has a price.
For the $1 million man. How much for that Bill and Ted?
I have the entire set sealed on card with Toys R Us stickers. Retail is $700.
Yeah.
I have it at $500.
Okay. You have it. He's $500.
Sold as a set only.
I think they call that $500 where I'm from.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which wrestler is He-Man? Do you know out of that WWF set?
I don't. Is there a He-Man over there? There's Kane.
Do you know? Is there a He-Man counterpart?
Is there a Mr. T?
I think it was John Cena.
Oh, that's...
He's up there.
Oh, John Cena is... Oh, it is John Cena as He-Man.
Triple H.
That would make sense,
that
correct?
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude. I love it. Yeah, okay. There's the Millennium Falcon. We're in like nerd heaven over
I'm
here.
I'm shocked you don't have these, actually.
What, me?
He-Man, WWF.
I don't, I don't do all that. Duke City Warriors is in the chat. Hi, Duke City Warrior.
You have a special item.
Yeah.
I do. Here, bring it over.
Oh, so yeah, this guy has the Ming. If you watch Comic Book Men, some fan made a Ming Chen marionette puppet, and these guys have it here.
Yeah, screen
in El Paso, from Jersey to El Paso.
It was highly featured on an episode.
Yeah. You won't believe how low the price is on this. The low, low price of it, and not for sale.
Not for sale.
They're asking how we saw that John Cena was He-Man, because it looks like it's just an empty box.
Oh, right.
Because you can't see him.
Yeah, you can't see him. Uh-huh. You just see, like, the armor, like, or whatever.
So I feel like we left Nerd Heaven to come to, like, Nerd Smaller Heaven, because we were at Comic-Con. Right?
I mean, this is Nerd Heaven as well.
It's so. Pretty Nerd Heaven, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, though. I'm with it. I'm with it. Wow, there's a closed and open sign with Jay and Silent Bob on it right in front of us.
Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, how do you sum up this weekend, man? I mean, how can you?
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard to, yeah.
I guess, first of all, we're not done.
No, we are not done.
Craig Buchanan says nerd purgatory. Yeah, exactly. We're hopping on for like an hour, guys. Yeah, so we're
if
not
this gonna... is purgatory, then I never want to leave purgatory. Right.
Michael Bass says, hey, all. Hello.
What's up, Michael?
So Friday, should we even talk about what went on?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
So Friday Comic-Con was the only night Patrick Warburton was here.
Yes, you may know him as Putty from Seinfeld, yep. The Tick.
Gronk. Is it Gronk?
Kronk. From Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove. See, this is how nerdy I'm not. I'm a Seinfeld nerd I am.
Yeah, and then Joe from Family Guy.
Joe from Family Guy.
Amongst many other things.
Oh, yeah. So Ming and I see him down at the end, and we're kind of like fanboying a little bit, you know, because it's Patrick Warburton.
Sure.
And is Chris being nice? Absolutely, I'm being nice. And you knew his, like, agent.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice lady. So she comes over and she's talking to us. And then, like, you knew her. And you're like, hey, we're going to go see her. Yep. This is before we even saw him. And you're like, you're going to go say hi to my friend. And we walk over across the street to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we walk up. And they're, like, eating dinner. And it's her and Patrick Warburton. And he just immediately stands up. And he's like 6 foot. Like
big.
6'5", probably. You know,
hey, man, nice to meet you, Chris.
Oh, hey, guys, how's it going on? And he's like, got a big mustache. He shakes your hand, and you're just like, wow, this is. And I didn't realize we were meeting, like, going to see him. And yeah, and you know, he's like, and then he goes, hey, where are we doing karaoke later? You know, and we're like,
we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out.
You've asked the right people.
Yeah, and so then we're like. And we leave, and I'm like, are we really going to go do karaoke with Patrick Warburton?
Yeah.
And Ming's like, oh, possibly. And so it kind of seemed like it wasn't going to happen. I mean, we're kind of like, you know, you never know.
It was going to happen.
Yeah. So then you and I go find a tiki bar, which of course we did, and had some, I had a Singapore sling. You had something. We end up. The social media lady's like taking pictures of the food, and she's like, oh, hey, you guys hungry? Here, have some food. Starts giving us food, takes pictures of us.
Yeah,
and
pork belly buns.
We help her. We hold the camera or hold the light for her. Watch this. So then we leave, and we go over to the Plaza Hotel where we're staying. We go up to the rooftop bar. Well, Putty, you know, or Patrick.
Putty.
You take my Jesus fish. His agent's like, hey, where are you guys at? And Ming's like, we're up on the rooftop bar. So they head up.
Yeah.
And it's me and you and his agent, and we for like probably an hour.
Yeah, at least.
And we just hang out and talk for like the longest time. And I just remember like we're up in this rooftop bar, and he and I are like, we hear like a party going on somewhere. So we look off, and he just leans over to me and he goes, what do you think would happen if I threw this glass off the roof right now? Probably kill someone, right? And I'm just like, what the fuck? All right, yeah, probably. You know?
Yeah.
And then we end up just like bonding over a lot of like different things, and like, and then in you and I, all of us were just kind of having a good time. Other people show up. One of the guys that's like the voice from Dragon Ball, one of the voice Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Great guy. Mark Britton. Great guy.
And so then finally he's like, all right, we're going to do this karaoke or what? Yeah.
Like,
and, And then he gets us, he pays for everything.
Took care of the tab, that guy.
Yeah. He took care of the tab.
God bless
just,
him, man.
Just a minch. We hop in a Uber, head over there. We get to this place in Duets.
Called Duets. Shout out to Duets.
Yeah. We get in there, and we all go sign up right away, and they have a hefty crowd. And so we all sign up, and he's like, man, a lot of people signed up. Probably going to only get to do like one song a piece. He's kind of bummed about it. You kind of tell. Mm-hmm. So we all end up just kind of talking, and then like people start to figure out that he's Patrick Warburton.
Right.
And they're like, they come up and they're like, excuse me, are you Patrick Warburton? He's like, yeah. And he takes photos with everybody, has a good time. And then finally they call him and he goes up and he does a really good impersonation of Eddie Vedder on Black from Pearl Jam.
Yeah, it was great. And he's wearing a Pearl Jam shirt.
Oh, wearing cool. a Pearl Jam shirt. Starts telling us stories about, he's like, let me tell you about Ed. And he just starts going into like all these different like stories of him and Eddie Vedder hanging out.
Yeah, he's been to what, 400 shows? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So you sing Sister Hazel.
Well,
I don't remember what Kristen's saying.
I my mind is fried, but
yeah. I do Amarillo by Morning, George Strait. He gets up and he gets to do another song. He does Hurt. Like, imagine this. Patrick Warburton, the voice of Joe Swanson, Putty from Seinfeld, does Hurt, the Johnny Cash version.
Yeah.
The karaoke. Awesome. Just awesome, right? So then
he's got the vocal range for that one.
So,
yeah,
so it's almost 2 a.m. We call the Uber to go back to the hotel. And we get in the car, and he's like, can you put Tool on? Nothing. Excuse me. Can you put Tool on? He just wants to hear Tool, right? And then he goes, oh, must be a language barrier.
Yeah. No Tool.
So we get back to the room, and we're like, he's like, oh, I wish we could do karaoke in the room. And so we kind of were like, well, we have equipment, and we think we can do
more
it.
More karaoke.
Yeah.
We were almost
there. It's like 2 a.m, right?
That's a big ask for 2 a.m.
So we're trying to.
I'm a couple in, but we were like, we scrambled, man.
We've tried. We tried.
We got Zoom gear.
Yeah. We tried really hard to set this up. And in all fairness, I'm kind of glad we didn't. Because we would be up in, first of all, El Paso Comic Con put us up in the Plaza Hotel. Amazing.
Great place.
And we're up in Patrick Warburton's room, and while Ming is trying to get everything set up, everybody's doing the let me show you my funniest YouTube videos that I've watched kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we never get the karaoke to work.
Yeah, we were missing a cable or two.
Yeah.
Again, big ask for last second. We will be prepared next time.
So then around 2:30, like, and he's like, I just opened a $60 bottle of tequila. He's all...
If you don't drink it, we're going
to waste. It's just going to go to waste. So everybody start pouring some.
Yeah, you don't drink tequila.
And I don't. And I'm like, he's like, I'm like, Patrick Warburton tells you you're drinking tequila, you're drinking tequila.
Oh, yeah, you got peer pressured.
I got tequila pressured.
Okay.
And in my mind, I'm like, well, okay, I'm doing this. So around 2:30, you left.
2:33. Yeah, I got 6 pounds to moderate tomorrow.
You leave. And it's like his agent, me, and him, and we're really getting into the weird of YouTube video.
Okay.
The security comes up and knocks on the door.
Oh, will you be too rowdy?
Oh yeah, they're like, really? Can you guys keep it down? Like, well, first of all, he opens the door, mm-hmm. and you can tell the dude is like ready to like. Be like assertive, and the dude's like, the guy's like, can you guys keep it down? Now he realizes, he's like, oh shit, this is Putty, this is Joe, and he is like assertive level like drops, and Patrick was like, he's like, yeah man, sorry about that, and so then they're like, okay, thanks, and like leave. And I was probably there another 45 minutes. Yeah. And then finally.
So somebody called.
Oh, that's right.
Snitched on you.
So then someone snitched on us. You know,
possibly a fellow Comic-Con guest trying to get rest so they could be fresh at the con the next day. Probably. You guys screwed it all up.
So then.
It could have been.
Yeah.
John Schneider. Could have been TV's Bo Duke.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Oh, it could have been.
Could have been.
You think it was that John Schneider?
I mean,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, it was well within his rights to be like, dude, what the hell? I'm trying to sleep.
It could have been Sean Patrick Flannery. I don't know.
He's a partier.
I don't think he would do that.
Bo Duke isn't a partier, but
I don't think he is anymore. I think he used to be.
Yeah, I bet it was a fellow convention guest, though.
Yeah,
we took over the
if
hotel.
If it was you, you're a scumbag. No, I'm just kidding. So then, the agent start talking about impressions, and she's like, my friend Ross Marquand. He does some of the best. So she pulls up Ross's like him doing impersonations on like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he's got like a YouTube reel or something, right?
Yeah. So Patrick's like, oh, no, no. I've got a friend that's like much, he's like so much better. And 3:30, 3:45 mm-hmm. in the morning, he FaceTimes his friend.
Okay.
This dude wakes up and he's like, hey, I told these guys you did really great impressions.
And the guy's like,
and the dude starts doing like Trump and like yeah. all these different like star. I can't even remember. And I'm just like, and then like Patrick's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he just hands me the phone and I'm like holding the phone while the dude's doing impressions. So then the guy's like, I can't tell if the guy thinks we're like industry or something. And he's, you know, he's kind of like,
he has no idea.
Impress us. And then he's like, so what do you guys do? And I was like, she's his agent. And I'm, and Patrick told him that I did voices.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I don't know if I do
like,
voices.
Do a good voice.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
And I was like,
you're like super bad. I was like, yeah, I hear this guy's a really good singer. Sing for us.
I tell the guys like I'm a podcaster for like 17 years.
Just start singing the Guess Who.
And Chris McDonald says, Jay Ming thinks everything Dukes of Hazzard is racist.
Not everything.
Yeah.
Not everything.
Not everything.
Not the General Lee, for sure.
Well, I mean, it kind of has a, you know.
I love the General Lee.
A flag on the top, but I don't know. That's okay, though. It was a different time. But anyway, I end up, like, finally, like, after we get off the phone, the guy's like, all right, I have to go to bed. And then he's leaving, like, the next day. So he was up till, like, 4 in the morning. Your what was? Oh.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's just babbling over there.
Okay.
So you're like, all right, I got to leave. It's 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
When you left.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay.
Cosplayers, yeah.
Oh. So then the next morning, his agent comes down and she's like hungover and she's like, oh my God. And I guess he had already left. And she goes, oh, he wants to FaceTime us. So he FaceTimes us from the plane.
He's on the plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in his seat
to thank us for such. Like, he's like, "Oh man, it was such a great time." And he sent the most really endearing message. And I was just like,
"He mentioned you by name, which means he remembered you."
Yeah, Patrick Warburton is probably my new favorite celebrity I've ever met.
Wow, really?
Next to you, you're probably my favorite.
I'm not his level though. I've never been on Seinfeld.
I know.
Never had my own.
That was okay. That was one of those ones. I mean, the Seinfeld thing for me. I mean, there's Family Guy, but the Seinfeld thing was good. And like, how good was he on the panel?
Oh, it was great. It was a great panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a natural, like a natural orator, a natural storyteller. Just great. And that was day one. That was our first night.
That was day one. Yeah.
That was day one. And then yesterday you hosted every panel. I helped out on almost all of them except for one.
No.
Because I didn't realize. I feel bad. I missed the Power Ranger one.
Hello, it starts at 11. It's like, I'll be there.
No, I was in the room and I was like, oh, there's like 5 people here. You don't need help with this. And then it filled up. I'll tell you this.
You're giving up so early.
I love Albuquerque Comic Con. Oh, hell yeah. I love Albuquerque Comic Con.
Yeah.
But the people don't come out for panels like they do in El Paso. In El Paso, they really, really come out for panels. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh,
nice.
Man, we're drinking. Thank you for the hospitality. BC Toys and Collectibles in El Paso.
Yeah,
and
look at that.
Skin Tuition.
Like beer on demand.
If you need a Brazilian, Skin Tuition.
Nice.
Man.
We have Luis over here.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to see one of the rarest comic book collectibles of all time?
Yeah,
Come on in, man.
Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah, what's up, man? So this was brought to me to autograph today. Yeah. And
put it in front of the camera.
Right there. Yeah.
So this is a lampshade.
Yeah. Comic Man lampshade
that
was on a Comic Book Man lamp.
Oh, Ming put his name on it. I'd throw it in the trash now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it increased the value or decreased the value.
That's debatable.
Where'd you get that from, Luis?
I got it from a really great guy named Chris. He's, I guess, the place that we're using at right now.
BC Toys and Collectibles.
Yeah.
I only charged him $400.
Really?
Duke City Warrior says, I've never been to a Comic-Con ever, but one day I'd like to. You should. You should.
You have many options. You have two in Albuquerque alone. Comic-Con, Duke City Comic-Con.
Someone says a good Wisconsin beer. Well done, Chris. Yeah. Hey, they brought this to me.
We asked for Lone Star.
We asked for Lone Star because we're in Texas, but they didn't have it, I guess, at the gas station or wherever.
Lone Star is shockingly hard to find.
They said Lone Star is hard to find.
In the Lone Star state.
In stores. Okay.
Lame. All right, well, get on it, Lone Star.
All for it, though. I found Lone Star Light while we were here. You know, Lone Star. But day two was quite the interesting. But people here, only if Chris is there. I'll be at the, if you come to a con in Albuquerque or El Paso, I'll probably be here now because I think we're part of it now. El Paso Comic Con.
Let's hope so. I had a great time.
Troy, bring us back.
Troy and Angie. I had a great time. I would love to come back anytime. Yeah. They know whatever they need from me.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
So
yeah, I mean they do come out for the panels in Albuquerque. I think the thing is that room is so big that it doesn't look like a lot of people.
I think the same amount
of people.
I think you're right, but I mean it was so packed. I mean the Patrick Warburton panel was to the gills.
Yeah, well, he's done so many things. Everybody has something that they like.
The only two we didn't get to be a part of was John Schneider or Zach Levi. Yeah.
Those two run themselves.
Yeah, they had big. Yeah, we wouldn't need it to.
I was prepped and ready though, just in case. Yeah. You know, if they needed somebody, I'm always ready, man.
You're on. Put me in, coach.
Always ready.
Jay Boyd says I'll still be there for Albuquerque. Sweet.
Oh, great.
But we did. What was the ones we did earlier? We did the men voice actors, the women voice actors.
Yep. We started the Tracy Lynn Cruz, who's the yellow Power Ranger in Power Rangers in Space, and Power Rangers Turbo. She was great. Then we did the American Gladiators panel with Ice and Tower.
That was a surprise one for me.
How so?
Because when you see the panel lineup and they ask you like which ones you want to do, you look at them. What's up? No, we're good. Yeah. Oh, we're good. That's what we went with the air on. But when you see those, like, you know, some of them, you're just kind of like, whatever. I kind of like American Gladiators, but whatever. And then you go sit in on it and you hear them talk and it ends up being way cooler than you think.
Yeah.
And
that was storytellers. Yeah,
Ice and Tower from the American Gladiators.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Muscles and Mayhem on Netflix, it's a 5-part series. It goes very quick. It's very good. If any of you 90s kids out there.
And then that's going to play in later in the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we did the American Gladiators.
Yeah, then Dan Fogler.
Dan Fogler. Yeah, that was a great one too.
Panel. He was great.
What's the amazing? What is it?
Fantastic Beasts. You're not even close.
I am not.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, I know him from Fanboys. And
yeah, he's in Fanboys. Walking Dead.
Balls of Fury.
Yeah, he's been a lot of stuff. And he's also
Take Me Home Tonight.
Take Me Home Tonight. Yeah. And a lot of Broadway. He was a comic book writer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah. We're going to see him here in a while. Yeah. Maybe. But
probably. Can I
interject something? Sure. Yes, go for it. Here.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah.
But off camera.
Yeah.
He said something yesterday that I've never heard in the ViewSkew fandom.
Pull the microphone closer.
I've never heard in the ViewSkew fandom.
Okay. Who did? Ming did?
No, Fogler.
No.
That his character, his cameo in Reboot. Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob Reboot was in fact Hutch from Fanboys.
That's right. Yeah.
I've never read that on the internet. I've never heard anybody confirm that. And I guess he wore the same shirt.
Yeah. The vest, he said. Yeah.
So for all the Kevin Smith fans watching, there's your little tidbit of knowledge. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. A little Easter egg for you guys right there. Yeah. Very cool.
Let me check Instagram because they say it on, and nobody's read anything. Okay. So then, his was great. He's also a great panel guy.
Yeah.
Really good at it.
Loves telling stories. Loves asking questions. Stories.
Yeah.
Loves the children.
So then, loves the children. So then we got done around 5:30, no, 6.
Yeah.
Because you had to get over. You were scheduled.
Yes.
Hold on. Someone's got a question for you.
Okay.
Ming, do you still have the Strikes Back van? Me and Levi Patterson need to borrow it for Chronicon.
So there's a scene in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back where they meet the Scooby, Fred, Velma, the Mystery Machine Gang, Mystery Incorporated.
Okay.
And so they have a kind of beat up Mystery Machine in the scene. Many years back, Kevin put it up for auction and ended up selling it to this guy in Canada. But it had no title.
Oh, wow.
But turns out you can conjure a title up out of thin air. You can buy one from, I think, Louisiana or Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, you just got to give him some minimal information. So I ended up securing a title so this guy could claim ownership. That guy ended up selling it to a guy in Kansas City who buys movie cars.
Okay.
And
let's go.
the guy was. Are we doing Coors Banquet? Nice.
Now we got the banquet.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Oh man.
There we go. It's Texas, man. We drink. Yeah. These are awesome.
I like how you give us Coors Banquet beer and you go, "It's Texas." I'm like, "This is from Colorado."
Texas,
yeah.
We drink watered down American.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So this movie car got it. He actually brought it to a con in Kansas City. There's a picture of Jay throwing me out of it. Like I'm Shaw William Scott. Oh, wow. Thank you. And but the guy contacted me. He's like, "Hey, I need a duplicate title for this. We don't have one. Can you go? Your name is on it as one of the co-owners. Can you go get a duplicate title?" So I had to go to the DMV in Jersey, because of COVID, things are so backed up. So I had to make an appointment 30 days out. I ended up getting a title. So I don't have the van. We did have it for a while, though.
Oh, wow.
It was in Kevin's aunt's yard for a year.
And this is the one they used in Jay and Silent
Bob. Yeah, so screen years. So that guy has it. I get it, yeah. So okay. You may be seeing it at a con near you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do not have it.
So we left. We had to get done and button everything up because you and Ice and Tower from the American Gladiators were going to be the official whistleblowers at the El Paso Locomotives soccer game.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly? Because the way you said it made it seem like we're ratting on all their watching soccer there gives you cancer or something. Like, I was gonna whistleblow that.
I don't know.
This guy's so
all I know is you left the room and then security came. Right. So
yeah, no, I guess they do a ceremony before they kick off the game.
Yeah.
Where somebody pulls a thing and it sets off a train whistle.
Oh, yeah.
And that signals the beginning of the game.
How loud was that?
It was loud.
I moved away from it.
My ears are not great. Yeah. It's years of rock and roll music, headphones.
So we're all walking over to the stadium because it's across the street from the Comic-Con.
Yeah, not far, but we didn't go to a certain gate.
So it's just weird. It's like me and the one of the handler ladies or the agent. Is she a handler?
Lori. Yeah, no, she's an agent.
And then it's Ming Chin from Comic Book Man, Ice and Tower from the American Gladiators, and we're all just walking to this place. Then, there's a long line to get in. We don't know where we're supposed to go. And Tower and Ice are just like, "Well, let's just cut in front of everybody in line."
Yeah.
You know, and so Ming and I are like, "Okay, we'll follow you."
If you're a gladiator, you got to wait.
I'm like, if someone says something, the American Gladiators are going to just fuck them up, right?
You know, this guy calls himself Tower and he's 6'4", 280. 280, 270.
Oh, geez. So hold on. Somebody just said, LC Rodriguez says, "My girlfriend was so impressed by how much fun and approachable you were today."
Oh, thank you, Luis.
Oh, appreciate man.
It's like, "Man, I heard that guy was a jerk, man." And then I surprised them.
Ming Chin, what an asshole.
Yeah.
No. So we're getting up there and they won't let us in. Because we
security
won't let us in because we have bags.
Okay.
And we don't have clear bags. You have to have a clear backpack, clear purse, whatever.
These are pretty standard stadium rules, but we were like doing something special. So we're like, we got an official that will walk us in.
Excuse me, we're important.
Yes.
Ma'am, excuse me, we're important, sir.
Yeah.
Sir. But you and I just kind of sit back. We're just kind of like, "All right, we're going to let this pan out. We're not doing shit." And what's his name, Lori?
Lori Ice Fetrick, yes.
Yeah, she's up there and she's like getting on the phone and she's like, "This is what they wanted us to do."
No, not that. The agent Lori, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to find who was supposed to escort us in.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I should say, should I tell this story?
Sure.
Okay. So
if it happened.
We're standing there. They kind of let us through the metal detector, they kind of checked our bags, and they take us everything out of our pockets and all that, and they let us pass the
metal detector.
Yeah, but then they won't let us go any farther. And the guy, I don't remember exactly what was said, but Ice for the American Gladiators and Tower are standing next to me. And I mean, these people stand out.
They do. They're big.
Well, first of all, she has a big leather jacket on. It's the American Gladiators colors, and it says American Gladiators on the back. And she is a fit woman.
Very fit.
You know, like,
very striking.
She could protect us easily.
I would look to her first if anything went down, yes.
Yeah. This security guy goes, "You know, we gotta do this, this, and this, and you guys can't get in, and we're not going to let you do that." And she turns to him and she goes, "Let me just tell you something. I don't give a shit if I blow your whistle or not. It's up to you." And I'm like, and I just kind of look at her and I'm like, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean we're just waiting for someone to walk us in, and then you know we're good. I knew we were good, but there are rules now. And
I was like, as soon as whoever higher up gets word,
we're in a post 9/11 world.
Yeah,
and you know people also try to sneak in alcohol and all kinds of things. You know, and you know, not for nothing, but it is a border town, so I'm sure there are weapons, cartels. I don't know what goes on here.
I just thought the dude was just super
trying to keep everyone safe.
Yeah, the guy was stunned, and I was like, you know, she's just doing a gig. You know, they were like, hey, we need you to go over and do this.
Yeah, I mean,
and for her, she's like, I've been, you know, when you're at those Comic Cons all day signing,
sure,
you're giving people a lot of energy, and it's a long day, and you're tired.
Yeah.
And for them to go, hey, we got one more thing, and they're wrangling you, and you're moving around, and then you get there, and all of a sudden you're getting hassled about being able to do the thing that they've asked you to do, that you've agreed to do.
Yeah, well, everyone's just trying to do their jobs.
That's what she's from. Yeah,
on the other end, everyone was hoping it was a little
shit if I blow your whistle.
It was a little smooth. Now me, I'm like, all right, the person from the front office is going to come out.
Yeah,
she's going to escort us in. We're going to blow the whistle. Yep. Have a great time.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened.
Oh my God! So finally, you know, because this is how it works. Like, you know, we know. Like after a while, you know, the workers just try not to get fired.
Downstairs. All of them.
Yes. All of them. And so once the person who's in charge finally gets a hold of it, they come down and they
just need approval.
Literally move all of the barriers out of the way.
Yeah, they did. Those steel barriers, the concert barriers, they dismantled them so we could cut through.
And then when that happens, all of a sudden everybody goes, oh,
we're good.
Not only are you good, but everybody's like, hey, hi, how are you? Sorry about that. You know, they realize like, oh, you're, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so we get in, and then immediately, and I'm like, I'm just along for the ride. I'm thinking like I'm gonna be watching from like the stands. They take me out on the field with you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm standing back, and I'm gonna take pictures and film, and I send it to you. So I live in Albuquerque, and there's the United. I haven't been down on the field for the United.
Okay.
And I'm in El Paso, enemy territory.
Right.
Down on the field.
Wow.
And I didn't know how to feel about it. I was like, I hope nobody sees me.
Yeah, you were very conflicted the whole time.
I was very conflicted.
Which I get.
Yeah.
It would be me like going to like Yankee Stadium or something. I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this. Or me going to like Ohio State and standing on the field there. I was like, ooh, you know, I get it. I understand. Yeah. I understand. That doesn't mean I'm not gonna bust your balls about it.
Oh no, absolutely. So then it happens, and you guys blow the whistle, the horn, the train whistle.
Yeah, it was cool.
And Ice and Tower are like, all right, later. they leave. And the lady's like, well, you guys want to all stay and watch the game? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And Ming and I are like, hell yeah.
Oh yeah, we're staying.
So the lady's like, okay. And then we go through this like elaborate like maze of like inside of the arena.
Yeah, we were
which to me is like the best parts of doing any of this.
Yeah, we're in the tunnel the players go down to get on the field.
Anytime people say like, do you make money doing this, whatever, no, I get to go do the coolest stuff with people like him, and we get to go through we get to go to the places you don't get to go.
You know, we're just a couple of regular guys, so we appreciate this stuff, man. Like, we know not everyone gets to go back
cool. they take us through the elaborate like back area. And the lady goes, I'm going to take you guys up to club level, and you guys can get up there. She gives us the tickets. She walks over. She goes, this is the bar. Because she knew.
Yep.
She goes, here's the bar.
Not her first
rodeo. And your seats are probably over here somewhere. All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah, you guys are good? Okay, have a great time.
And
thank you. And it was cool. Yeah, so shout out to the locomotive.
And then you and I walk up to the bar. Like, first of all, we were up the night before all night long with Patrick Warburton. So we're super hungover. I was not.
I felt great. Sorry.
I don't believe.
Not sorry.
Did you really?
Did I really what?
Feel good.
Yeah, I felt good.
So I was super hungover. So we get up there and we're like, well, you know, I'm thinking we're going to get a drink and we're going to watch the game. We walk over and you're like, they have micheladas.
Yeah. Real like Southwest.
Yeah.
El Paso micheladas. And we got to get these.
The guy's like, you want a michelada? And we're like, yeah. And he starts pouring it, and it's like, where he puts the, you know, the tahini, all that in there, and puts it on the edge of the cup, and it starts pouring in there, and he's like, what beer do you want? And he's like, you want beef jerky in it?
like duh.
You put beef jerky in it?
I'm like, hello, yes.
And
a little texture.
There's a picture on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I want to say that was the highlight of the day for me.
The michelada. It was good.
Dang.
It was good.
Saved my life.
It was really good.
man, it was like, and then, you know,
that saved you. You were that hungover.
I was in rough shape. I was tired. Wow. I didn't have a headache. Like, beer makes my joints hurt and like, you know, my knees hurt.
Okay.
Beer you bought us.
Montucky Cold Snack.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Amazing.
But it kicked my ass.
Oh, really? Okay.
He drank one.
Eight beers before.
He drank one.
And you're blaming that one?
Yeah, you're blaming the mix. Yeah. All right, whatever.
We're introducing people to the Montucky Cold Snacks here in El Paso. Mm-hmm. A lot of great people here. Chris from BC, was it BC Toys? Where did the card go? I don't know.
That's right up there.
Oh, BC Toys and Collectibles. Yeah. There you go. Great friend now.
Chris McDonald, we've known him forever. He's an artist. Yeah. He's done prints for the store.
So then we left.
He's Mike Zapsik's best friend. Yeah. It's great, man.
I want to say, here's what I want to say about the El Paso locomotive. When you and I left at halftime, because we had a lot of stuff to do, we stayed and we watched half the game. They were up 2-1.
They were.
And they lost. So we were the good luck and we left. Yeah.
That's pretty valid. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
It's valid. Michelada power, man. They should invite us back to drink Micheladas the whole game, and they'll win.
Our seats were so good, too.
Oh, we were, like, because they played at the Chihuahua Stadium, if we were watching a baseball game, we would have been behind home plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was so good, so nice. You know, I mean, not a fan of the team. I'm a United fan through and through.
Geographically not... allowed to be
but I will say this. Thank you to the El Paso Locomotive for the hospitality.
Yep. Angela, thank you very much.
Angela, thank you so much.
Big time.
Yeah.
We had a great time. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I would love to start off the game again next year or in 2 years or whenever. It was great.
Absolutely. So then we leave and we go to a place called The Tap.
Yes.
Because everybody's like, you looked it up and you're like, oh man, the food at this place. And that's probably one of my favorite places here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A throwback bar from like the 70s.
Yeah, good dive bar.
Great food.
Yeah.
I was rapping Kanye West, so this dude was like, "You're gangster," and I was like, "Thank you." that was like
pretty gangster, man.
Yeah.
But I saw they were known for their nachos.
Yeah.
Like really good. I was like, oh yeah, we'll see about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we got the nachos.
Yeah, they were well, that was the first time in the night we got the nachos. Yeah.
But easily one of the top 10 nachos I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we leave there. You're like, there's a speakeasy, because you have a nose for speakeasy.
I do.
Yeah. And you're like, there's a speakeasy. We walk like six blocks over. Walk up to this, what was it called? 1622?
It was called 1922.
See, I'm terrible.
The year the Volstead Act was enacted,
Oh, that's right.
Luis is nodding his head in approval.
That makes sense. Okay, now I get it. I'm just along for the ride,
Sure.
So we walk up and it's like an old wooden and glass phone booth.
Yeah.
And it has like remnants of a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like reading on the thing, and we have a reservation. You're reading on the thing and you're like, oh, and you push a button.
Yeah, it just says Den on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a lady comes out and she's like, hi, you have a reservation? And we're like, yeah. And we're like, oh, they're saying make it to Food Truck Road downtown. So good. Well, I mean, I doubt that's on Sunday. Maybe. I don't know. We go in and we had amazing cocktails.
Yeah.
You know.
Great place.
The guy did a really interesting smoked drink for you.
There's some kind of smoked old fashioned.
Yeah.
And you went mule.
I went mule.
Mule.
Kind of a mule. It was kind of a mule. It was a blueberry mule.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was funny because of the blueberry daiquiri from UHF.
Yeah.
I'll have a blueberry daiquiri. So we had a drink there. Great place.
Yeah.
Then you're like, let's go check out they had an after party rave.
Yeah. It was billed as a rave.
For the con.
Official after party.
Yeah.
So, some cons try to throw an after party after. So I always go support them because they don't all do it.
What is this?
Oh, Spices. I got Spices. My friend Jeff. Yeah, my new friend Jeff gave me some rubs.
Oh, Jeff's Spices. Okay.
And they're called Jeff's Spices.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, wait, there's an after party. Let's go pop our head in.
Yeah. So we went over and it was like a old church that used to be an old fire department.
Yeah.
And they're having a rave there now.
Yeah, I saw a rave. I'm like, all right, is this going to be something in a ballroom? Yeah. And they put some lasers and smoke in there. and call it a rave?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be, I mean, a real rave in a warehouse or somewhere industrial? And as we walked in, it started getting industrial.
Well, first of all, did it cost to get into that?
I think if you had a con wristband, you could get in for free. If you had not been at the con, it was going to be like $10.
So you and I had wristbands from the locomotive game.
Yeah, but they thought they were the con wristbands. So they're you're good.
And let me explain to you people something.
Okay, explain.
No, you know this.
Yes.
When you walk into places, most of the time you don't get by or anything you want is because people are too timid. If you walk by like you're supposed to be there and there's confidence, 9 out of 10 times they don't even mess with you.
Right.
And so you and I just roll up and the guy's like, bracelet's good. And we're like, yep walk right by.
See you in there.
And you know, and if you hesitate or you go, then you're done.
Yeah.
And you and I just don't. The guy's like, you got wristbands. We're like, yep. just keep going.
Yep.
Walk right into the rave. And it's an interesting deal.
It was cool. I mean, a lot of, maybe I felt a little old and it was still, started at 9, we rolled in about 11. So that in rave hours, it was still a little early.
Yeah.
But it was cool. They did a great job. Yeah. Well, I met the guy who threw it. He was like, oh man, thanks for coming. I was like, yeah,
of course. Oh, I'm really old. I was like, are they going to play that Mortal Kombat song?
I wish they did. That would have been cool. I would have been. Like, that was the vibe, that kind of beat.
Yeah.
It was cool. Lasers, smoke. It was fun.
I think the bartender hit on me.
What makes you think this?
She came over
and
she goes, I know you. Or she goes, don't I know you?
It's a good opening line.
And I looked at her and I was like, oh, do you use that on all the guys? And she was like, what? And I was like, nothing. And she goes, I know you. And she goes, you come in, you're one of my regulars. You come in all the time. I was like, nope.
You didn't want to go along with it? Because I would have.
I did. No, yes and no. And she's like, okay. And then we talked for a little while.
Yeah.
But then she was like, I'm pretty sure you are. I was like, I am not. And I was like, I'm from Albuquerque.
All up, dude. You didn't get your Instagram, nothing?
Nah. Jay Boyd said the after party at Dragon Con was just a, what is that?
A soup
of body odor and feet. Oh yeah. Actually, El Paso Comic Con, it was very, very light on the body odor.
No. Yeah. I smelled nothing bad at all. It was good.
A little bit of farting, but you know.
Yeah. No, I always applaud when it kind of throws an after party because not all of them do.
Yeah.
And I think there should be the kids who were there, the people who were there, they want to keep going after when the con closes at 7.
Yeah.
So, I thought the dude who threw it was great.
Yeah.
And
then the guy who throws the con, his wife there, she's a, older German lady. She's like raving it up, man.
Yeah, she was great, man. Yeah. I rarely get to party with her. So she's running the con. So big shout out to Angela. She bought her beers for us. So that was cool.
I love this. As a former bartender, I'll let you on a little secret. The bartender's never hitting on you. He's always for tips. And exactly. So that's why I was like, is this your line?
He hadn't even ordered yet. So. Yeah.
Well, no, I already had.
Oh, you did?
She came, like, over and she goes, okay. Don't I know you? And I was like, she came over to ask.
Right.
She wasn't, it wasn't one of those situations where she was hitting. I don't think she was hitting on me. She legitimately thought she knew me.
Okay.
And I get that all the time. Part of the reason why I wear white glasses is people always think I look like someone that they know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I roll with it.
Okay. I'm just saying, hey, man, maybe she was. And so, you could have taken the chance.
By this time, that stripper. No, I definitely know strippers are not in love with you. And I've dated two strippers, so I know that story. Duke City Warrior says, can't say that I've ever experienced anyone hitting on me at a bar, but I can be pretty oblivious. Come on. No one's ever hit on you in a bar?
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah.
But usually not the bartender.
First of all, Duke City Warrior is a woman.
Oh, so cool.
If you're a woman and you never hit on,
yeah, you've probably been hit on.
You've been hit on.
Yeah. Yeah, usually not the bartender, though. So,
right,
cool.
right. So then by that point, Dan Fogler showed up.
Yeah.
And he's like, is there something else to do? Like, yeah.
He hung out for a bit. What was great, he had just come from...
Oh, he asked me earlier. He's like, is there something else going on?
Oh, yeah. There's always something going on.
He was not into it.
Sure. Yeah. But he had just come... he was pre-gaming. He went to a thing called Pink Floyd Laser Light Show Live.
Yeah. Laser Experience or something.
One of those Pink Floyd laser shows.
Yeah.
And so he had brought us these glasses that they gave them there.
Yeah, I still have them.
To enhance the experience. And we put them on at the rave, and it made all the it looked like you're in acid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is cool.
Like they were kind of like prism glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. This
is cool. And so I'm like, well, Ming and I were, because of course I'm with Ming. We ran into like three bars on the way. With all three, we're like, well, we could go into any of these.
Yeah. Let's save these for later.
And the guy, they had a, I don't know what you call him. A guy that's a barker. Like back in the day, they call him a barker, but like a guy that stands outside trying to pull people into the bar. Yeah, and he like stops us. He's like, hey, man, you guys should come into these bars. And, you know,
They look cool. Yeah. He's like, all right, we'll be back. We got to go to a rave. We got to go, take some Molly, go to a rave. And then we'll be back, though.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Duke City Warrior. I'm also kind of awkward and nerdy. It may not be everyone's cup of tea. If you go to a Comic-Con and you go to an after party,
oh, man.
Awkward and nerdy is what every single person.
And that you just revealed that you might as well be Scarlett Johansson at this point.
You just met everyone's fetish at the Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, question from the gallery.
From the gallery.
I have two questions for Ming.
Oh yeah.
One, where's Walt? And when is Comic Book Man coming back?
Oh wow.
Yeah. No and no. So yes.
I think you asked that at the con. Right?
You did. Yeah. You did. Yeah, anyways, So
Dan, we get Dan and his guy, his agent, and
Jim.
Cool guy. We're all walking back. We're like, well, our friend Kristen
Kiltastic, cosplayer, look her up.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, I've been running the cosplay contest all night. I haven't eaten. I'm hungry. You know what I would really love right now? It's some nachos.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, you don't say. You want nachos?
Oh, let's go get some nachos.
We will take you to the best nacho place in El Paso. It was just weird how you said that. I was like, I mean, it could have been like, I want pulled pork. I want brisket. I want Asian food. I want whatever, a steak. So no, it was specifically nachos.
So we all walk back to the tap.
Yeah.
And again, I played several songs on that jukebox on my phone, and none of them ever played.
Oh, the touch tune machine?
Never played.
Yeah, you got fast pass everything.
I know. I'm just going to pay and play one song because that's all it works.
You should be taking this lesson in life as well. If you have the opportunity to pay a little more to not wait as long, take it.
True.
Time is money, my friend.
It's true. Very true.
Yeah.
So we go back, and let me explain when we want. We forgot about this. When you walk into the tap, it is very full all the time. Both times we were there. It's the kind of bar you walk into, and everyone turns and goes, huh. They go, you know what I mean?
I didn't notice this, but I just wanted nachos, but you saw this.
Oh, so did the guys we talked to today that went last year. And several times people would look at, like, you could tell they would look at us and go, who are these people? Like, they're somebody's, you know?
We look like somebody's?
Yeah, well, we look different from them.
Okay, sure.
You know what I mean?
That, all right, that's valid.
And we're also, like, a bunch of people that don't match.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I mean, I guess it is a locals only bar, and I think if you're visiting, you pass by, it's like, oh, I'm not going in there, but we crave these places, man.
Right.
So I guess it's very local.
So we go in.
I was like, all right.
And I want to say, like, not in a shitty way.
Okay.
The people are, like, looking at us, like, kind of like, who are these people? But not in a bad way. Like, the table, like, so we all pile in, and there's, like, six of us.
Yeah.
And they put us at this little table. And a Motley Crue, a real Motley Crue, exactly.
Very Motley.
They put us at this little table, and the two ladies next to us are like, hey, we're leaving soon, so just kind of pull over here too, because then you can just have our table.
Oh, cool. Very friendly.
Absolutely friendly. Yeah, cool. All the way through. And then I just remember, I turn and I start talking to them, because I'm all about learning about the local people, the local everything.
Right.
I turn, and the big plate of nachos comes and is sat down.
Okay.
So then I turn and I start talking to the lady again.
Okay.
And I turn back and the nachos are gone.
Yeah. They're that good.
I was like, Jesus Christ. They're that good.
Yeah. I mean, you've had them. You know they're that good.
And Dan Fogler, I think, ate a lot of them.
Well,
he was ready to go.
He was at Pink Floyd Live beforehand. Mm-hmm. He may have taken a couple of things to enhance the experience. And these things tend to make you hungry at times. Kristen had not eaten, so
But that thing that happening was awesome. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I turned. I was like, la 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 la. No nachos. Yeah. Okay, fine. I ate nachos earlier. They were great.
Yeah. Big shout out to the tap.
That were great.
Yeah.
So then we leave there, And we go back to the three bars where the dude was outside trying to pull us back in.
Yeah.
Right? And the guy's like, I can't even remember what the other two bars were.
One was like punk themed. I can't remember the name. The other one was, I think, more of a cocktail bar. But the one in the middle, we had poked our head. It looked pretty chill.
Yeah.
But the guy sold us. He's like, oh, well, the theme here is New Wave 80s.
So yeah, New Wave 80s
done.
Music.
And, done. We're in.
So we roll in. And I mean, on a Saturday night, to walk in and find a mildly packed bar.
Yeah, it was chill.
Where we could all kind of sit on couches and drink Montucky cold snacks.
Yes, and talk to each other.
It was so fantastic. Yeah, and you know, we've been walking so much and, you know, on our feet so much. It was just really nice. Do you remember the name of it?
Let's go Rosewood. Big shout out to Rosewood.
I never even got it. So.
Super cool.
The owner came over and talked to us. The manager.
Yeah, they were very.
Showed
very,
us around.
Very welcoming.
Yeah, people here are ultra nice.
Yeah. And Rosewood, I want to think it's a homage to Billy Rosewood from Beverly Hills Cop.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Probably not, but I would have called it Axel F. Yeah. By the bar of our you know, Banana in the Tailpipe as an alternate name. But yeah.
You're not going to fall for the Banana in the Tailpipe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was kind of the end of our night. We kind of, you know, it was like we were still so tired from being up till 4 in the morning the night before. We only stayed up till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we got up today and we, you know, basically you stayed at your table all day and people came, lots of people, talked to a lot of people, had a really fun time.
Yeah, no panels to moderate today, so no. I was like, let's hang out at the table.
Yeah,
all day.
I kind of made a joke about it on my Instagram. It's, you know, it's not making it to the end of the con. It's the friends you made along the way. Everybody, so many people came by today to talk to us.
Yeah.
We've met and hung out with all throughout the weekend.
You made like 10 new friends too.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Powerful, man.
Charlie Slatter.
Yeah.
Came by. God, who else? What's the guy's? Mark, the Dragon Ball Z guy.
Mark Britton.
Talked to him for a long time. So we were seated next to WWE wrestler Tatanka, and I didn't get a picture with him. But I am now friends with Tatanka. We were up in the green room.
Why didn't you get the picture?
I don't know.
Get the picture. I don't know. He would have been more than happy to take
it. I know he would have. But like, I really just kind of wanted to be more of like a, you know, I didn't want a fanboy. I wanted to, oh, my mic is doing something. There we go. I wanted to like, you know, talk to him on a normal level. And we did. Like, we were up in the green room. We had a huge conversation in the green room. We stood out there on the balcony overlooking everything, talking about.
You were like looking over your dominion. And you're like, ah, yes.
I was like, you've conquered wrestling and I will conquer the Comic-Con. No.
Right.
But
what did you guys talk about?
We talked about Comic-Cons and I was telling him how you do like, you know, 20 or 30 a year. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah.
Is that guy? And who the hell is he?
And I was telling him, I was like, who would have known that you would have this career where later on, as it slowed down, you would have now this thing now that's a revenue source. And he goes, right. He's like, yeah, I would have never thought that. And he was going on it, you know, and it was kind of a really cool conversation. Yep. And, you know, he gave me his information because of Duke City Championship Wrestling.
You got his digits?
Yeah.
You got his phone number?
I do.
You could text him right now?
No, I have his business information.
Yeah, I'm sure you could text it.
I'm probably sure I could. But he was really cool. He sat, Nick, I listened to a lot of him talking to a lot of fans the whole time. Yep. And I interjected only a couple times to like after they left. Because you don't want to bother like, you know, any of the guests while they're working.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's the worst thing.
So whenever they're slow, like you kind of talk next door to the people. Yeah. And I did a couple of times. And man, we had a really good back and forth. And because he was trying to explain to the lady that was at his table, the volunteer, about wrestling.
Yeah, Shree, if you're watching, that's you. We're talking about you. You're amazing.
And I kind of tried to help a little because I was like, yeah. And I have very little knowledge compared to what he had. But we talked to him.
He was in the ring, so shocking that he would know more than you.
Oh, I mean, I shock a lot of them on a lot of the stuff that I know about him. But man, he was cool. And I ended up talking to I had some really interesting conversations in the green room with John Snyder and Sean Patrick Flannery. All the voiceover people came by and they were so cool too.
Yeah, voiceover actors are always.
I'm gonna say this. Cool. I didn't.
Always awesome.
I wasn't here nor there on them, and now after this weekend, I have much more appreciation for all of them.
Dude, yeah. They are awesome.
Oh, that's Dan, all I can
say about them.
Dan Fogler. I mean, we're gonna see Dan later, but he came by a couple times and talked. Yeah, you know, just fun to talk to. You know?
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah,
I love Fogler.
And they all love. Here's the fucked up, crazy thing. They love Ming. These guys, these people, all meet Ming at all the Comic Cons and go party with him, and then they're just they're all friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my thing is that you know, a lot of people, you know, we go to these things. A lot of them are by themselves, or yeah, you know, but they may have one other person with them, but like, you know, you don't want to go to the hotel restaurant.
No,
the hotel restaurant always sucks. Hotel bar is always overpriced. I'm like, right. I always, you know, I always get out to go to cool places. So at some point,
right,
they approach me. It's like, hey, we hear you're the guy who knows where all the cool stuff is.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going out tonight. Come with me. Or here's my number. I'll tell you where I'm at. You know, mm-hmm, if you're going to dinner, grab an Uber and meet me over there later.
But your thing is, you don't give a shit if they text you or not. If they text you, cool. If they don't, oh well.
If you want to come, great. If you
don't, that's on you.
And a lot of them, I'm like, hey, I'm here. It's Austin. I'll send them photo. Like,
yeah.
Come on over. Bring your crew. We have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I do these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I love sitting in the convention. I love meeting people. I love doing panels. But I truly love going out after as well.
What's also cool is, too, is like being the outsider a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys all do the inside baseball where you guys all talk about the different places.
We're just talking trash about other people.
Yes and no. Sometimes it's not.
If they deserve it. But yeah, we'll talk about all the
sometimes
all
the other it's stuff. Like, so you guys will start talking about stuff and you'll be like, hey, have you done this one? And they're like, no, you're sure. Like, and you're like, you got to go do that one.
Yep. Yeah. Here's this guy's email address. You got to hit him up. Yeah. Go to a show next year. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
And and the thing with like Patrick Warburton is like, he doesn't need to do Comic-Cons. But he told his agent, he's like, I only do so many a year. And he goes, after this one, mm-hmm, I'm going to do more. And I was like, oh my God, we were a part of that.
Yeah.
We did that.
We did.
Not all of us, but it was a little bit, right?
For sure.
So if Patrick Warburton goes to your city, you're welcome.
Kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Any con that books him, you can kick me back a couple bucks. So. Yeah.
But no, it's kind of cool because you guys do that. Like, it's like anything. You're like, yeah, here's what's going to happen. You go to this one. And then the other ones, they'll be like, well, they keep contacting me and I never go. And you're like, no, you got to go to that one. That's the one you go to. And you got, you know. And so it's kind of neat to see all
really
that.
Really cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. That's
why I do these. So
yeah.
It's the best. But
yeah, now we're gonna sign off here in a little bit and we're gonna head out and we're going to go.
Good recap.
We're in El Paso. So we're going to go to fucking Rose's Cantina from the song.
Bye.
That's Chris.
We're going to do that. And then we're going to end up eating somewhere and we're going to end up doing karaoke somewhere.
Yeah, we have an inn apparently. So yeah, thank you again, Shree, who called her friend.
Yeah.
Great week. Great weekend.
I want to give a big shout out not only to Skin Tuition, Wax and Facial Spa in El Paso, to BC Toys and Collectibles, but just a big shout out to the people of El Paso for really making this a great weekend.
Yeah, and this is a sincere thank you from a Burkeno.
You who, got it.
You know, listen, you know, you guys are, it's kind of a rival, a little friendly rivalry, but sometimes not so friendly.
Yeah. But,
and, you know, this is all from the guy who kind of hates everything. So,
come on, am I that bad?
You can be at times.
I can, yeah.
But, I heard you defend your fair city a number of times, which, you know, as you should.
Oh, I love Albuquerque, I'll tell you that much.
But, you know, if you, you know, it's,
yeah.
But Albert, you know, El Paso's, did your heart grow three sizes this weekend?
It did.
Okay.
It did.
Well, that's great.
And thank you to El Paso Comic Con. I can't remember everybody's name, but man, going to that rave thing, I hugged so many people.
They love seeing you, man.
Yeah.
I love seeing you.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, like when I come to these things with you, I show up and I have a little bit of cred because I'm with you. And then by the end of the weekend, like people have met me and they see like me doing stuff with them. And then by the end of the weekend, then I'm like part of it.
Yeah.
And like,
that's Chris from Tendrink Minimum, man.
Yeah.
Let him through the gate. Let him pass the velvet rope, man.
It's weird how that happens.
Let him into the bathroom.
Like, and like at the end of the Houston one, like they were like, well, you're a part of us now.
Yeah.
You've got to come back every year. They literally told me that.
Oh, so, yeah. A little teaser.
So El Paso, I think this is a thing. Yeah.
Little teaser. Who's come back to Houston to Comic Palooza this year?
I am.
Chris Burnett.
I didn't need to get invited by Ming. The Comic Palooza invited me because of me. And they're like, and choose whatever topic you want to talk about on the panels. Yep.
Memorial Day weekend. Right. If you're near Houston, come to Comic Palooza. You're going to see two familiar faces.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how many. Yeah. And I was, and like, I love Comic Palooza so much. I was telling people here, I was like, are you going to Comic Palooza? They're like, I don't know. I was like, you should.
Yep.
So, and then now I'm going to tell people from there, you got to go to the El Paso one.
Yep.
I'm on the Inside Baseball now.
Yep. So you would like Yelp review, would give El Paso Comic Con a good Yelp review.
5 stars.
Okay.
For awesome. Sure.
Yes, for sure.
I would give BC Toys and Collectibles 5 stars as well, man. Thank you guys for letting us podcast from here.
Yeah, and Skintastic, after you get your taint waxed, you can give them 5 stars as well.
You get your taint waxed, you can get a John Cena He-Man. you want to look like John Cena He-Man?
Yeah, you want to look like John Cena?
Yeah.
You can come here to Skin Tuition.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching. With that, we are
10 Drink Minimum.